Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got Joy Mueller on the line from Kenya Hope. We're going to get an update from their partners and workers in rural Kenya. They've got a lot going on in East Africa right now, not only the COVID-19 pandemic, but there's a lot of food scarcity, and locusts, from my understanding, are still there. So, Joy, my first question for you, have you heard anything from your partners as far as an update, and can you kind of describe what they're facing?
Yeah, thank you, Katie. The situation in Kenya is really quite difficult for the local communities. Kenya continues to be in a state of lockdown. Several of their districts, four of them are in complete lockdown, meaning police are blocking the roads so people cannot leave. Let's say the biggest one is Nairobi, the town, so people cannot leave Nairobi. They can't drive into Nairobi. The way it affects the more local communities even more is that they have closed all their local markets, which is where people buy and sell their food, whether it's vegetables, grains, and even their cattle. And for them, their cattle are their bank accounts, their livestock. So without a way to sell them, then they don't have money to go buy food. The other issue facing them is escalating food costs, which is making even purchasing the basics even more expensive. Then the next element or degree of difficulty is the highly enforced curfews. Now, gratefully, thankfully, the government has just changed the amount. So instead of 7 p.m. to 5 a.m., it's now 9 p.m. to 4 a.m., which does give people a little bit more time to move back and forth, because you got to realize they don't use cars, their own cars and stuff. They mostly are doing walking or using public transport. So it does take a lot more time for them to travel from point A to point B. So those are some of the real issues facing our people. Food shortage is the key issue right now. So Kenya Hope has really been pushing food relief for our communities. And thankfully, generous donors have been sending funds that have allowed us to really minister to literally hundreds of families and getting them needed food.
And I want to talk about that for a second, I guess. What exactly does food scarcity look like in Kenya? You mentioned the markets being closed, but then can you paint the picture for us and what your program provides?
Okay, so food scarcity means while you're not having, since the markets are closed, you don't have the availability to buy the vegetables. Kenyan diet in the communities is very simple, but their main thing would be ugali and beans, red beans, other different kind of legumes, and so there's a scarcity of those, and what is available, the price is going up considerably. Other key things that they might have, so when we give them food, we try to give them 8 pounds of ugali, we give them several pounds of sugar and tea, since that's such a critical part of their culture and diet, is chai tea. We make sure they have oil. We give them flour. We also give them 2 types, about 8 pounds in grains or legumes. And then we make sure they have salt and then soap. So it's a good amount of food that we give them for, you know, a couple weeks' time.
And how much does it cost to provide, how much does a person need to donate to sponsor one of these relief packages? And most importantly, we want people to pray. So how can people pray alongside you?
Thank you. One of the key ways to pray is just for encouragement for the people. They are discouraged. I know our pastors especially are struggling to encourage their churches, and they're not allowed to meet in any groups larger than 10 people, and that's really difficult. I know our pastors are, some of them are traveling to their different homes to encourage the people, to read to them. I have one pastor who has divided the church into like 7 or 8 little groups, so they meet the number limitation, and then he calls each group each Sunday and preaches 7 or 8 times the same message. And that's just wow, my hat goes out to them for really, really trying to meet the needs of their people and not just throw up their hands and give up. They do not have the technology. The homes don't have, you know, internet. They don't even have TVs or computers. So to be able to stream a church service or stream school events just is not even possible. So pray for encouragement for our pastors and to find unique ways to encourage their congregation. Pray for the people that, one, that the crops that have been planted would be fruitful. We are thankful that the locusts have not come into the regions where our communities are. It has really destroyed a lot of crops in further northern Kenya, which is just devastating on top of everything else that is happening. Just pray that the country would be able to open up soon. We are hoping that schools will open again in September. It's a wait and see type of situation. I didn't answer for you how people can pray or give and how much.
Do you want to do the giving first?
Yep. So typically we are allocating $25 per family, which does buy them that whole packet of food of 8 pounds of ugali and oil and sugar, tea, salt, and several pounds of beans. And so usually that's $25 that we designate per family, and that can be given through Kenya Hope. And that is such a blessing to be able to provide this food in such an urgently needed time.
Amen. We'll get that need out there. Is there anything else I missed or you wanted to add?
Well, it's just as this has happened to everybody, but economy-wise, it's just really hurting people like Kenya. This is their major safari time, and so I know the economy is losing just literally millions of dollars every day. For us as an organization, it's we're not being able to do any of our training with our widows and such, and that, too, is a real loss. I really do. Every day I think about my widows and the children and just the families, and just my heart just aches for all of them and to be in such difficult situations. I mean, I know we have struggled here in the States with the COVID, but nothing compared to what they're struggling with over there.